Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power, black power, black power, black power, black power, black power, and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle. This is Sean Kwali. I am happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hails and the smells of North America. As always, I count this a privilege. I count this a joy. I count this an honor. I count it a blessing. And all the good words that are in the dictionary, I count it that to be able to talk to you from this platform, this position, and this revolutionary radio broadcast known as Black Power Radio. This is the official broadcast of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, that revolutionary, bold, black nationalist, revolutionary, pan-Africanist organization, that organization of organizations where everybody can find a nest here if you believe in some doing for self, if you believe in a nation of our own or a land, a territory of our own, if you believe in self-determination and freedom and independence. This is the place for you and a spot for you. We opened up giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers, the black God of our forefathers and foremothers that answers to many different names down the wheels of time because of different languages. But we bear witness, regardless of land, label, or language, that there is but one God. Giving thanks to our ancestors, those who showed us how to have true government, not this corrupt stuff and not this wicked stuff, but those that showed us how to have true government, those that were real scientists, those that were real chemists, those who were real mathematicians and real architects, those who were real governors, those who were even real fathers and mothers and family, men and women. We give thanks to those ancestors, those great rulers, those kings and those queens, the father and the mother of civilization, the black man and the black woman. We give thanks to all of those who became our heroes and our sheroes and our great freedom fighters who helped us when a no-good, wicked devil and a beast wanted to capitalize off of us on something called human resource, and they trafficked us and they robbed us of name, language, culture, folkway, foray, and the power of our own being. We're thankful for those who became our heroes and our sheroes, and those who fought back, those who resisted, those who struggled, those who gave us inspiration, and those who gave us liberation. Talking about men like the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, we're talking about people like the great Reverend Nat Turner. We're talking about women like Queen Nzinga, Queen Hatshepsut. We're talking about the great ones like Ida B. Wells, Assata Shakur. We're talking about the great ones like Minister Malcolm X, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Of course, we're talking about Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're talking about the great ones who have come amongst us and fought and resisted and given this enemy hell from the cradle to the grave. And if we reach that age of 1,000 and we maxed out past Methuselah, we could never thank God enough for starting us off and restarting that engine after J. Gay Edgar Hoover issued COINTELPRO at us in the Black Power movement and set leadership up and framed leadership up and arrested them and had them killed and took out the light and inspiration of our movement and had us fractionalized. We're thankful to Almighty God for allowing people like the Black Liberation Army to resurface, and ultimately in 1989, when Minister Huey P. Newton was put down in the ground physically, but not in spirit, not in theology, not in will, we're thankful for that upstart in Dallas, Texas in 1989, when a man named Aaron Michaels organized with some others, and they wanted to restart that Panther spirit in the hells of North America, and they began to move all throughout the hells and smells of North America until a bold, beautiful black man, 100% black man, uncompromising, unflinching, unrelenting, unyielding with this enemy, became relieved from his post, and he was out here in the wilderness of North America looking for a home, and he found his home and found protection right here in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. He became our chairman from 1998 until he left us, until he passed from among the scene in 2001. We referred to him as the Black Power General. We referred to him as the Revolutionary Roughneck. We referred to him as the Urban Guerrilla, the Lie Killer. We referred to him as our general. We're talking about the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And we give thanks if we didn't make 1,000. But we made 969, which is the ripe old age of Methuselah. We have to thank God for always giving us one or two of those who are prepared in case something goes awry, those who are prepared to pick up the slack when they're slacking the line because the generals say, hold the line. And so we're thankful that he trained and that God shaped one to take that place and to hold that line in place of, to be like a vice general, stand in the place of one as one. We're talking about our national chairman today, a brother who's been organizing darn near his whole life, organizing black men and women to stand up, to move out, to do something for self, a brother who believes in black nationalism, a brother who believes in Pan-Africanism, a black man who believes in holding the line and being uncompromising and being bold even when others punk out. I'm talking about our brother who now has the distinct honor of being the longest-standing Panther chairman of any regiment of Panther that you can find in North America, a Panther that you can find international. This black man right here in the new Black Panther Party is the longest-standing Panther chairman to ever exist on this soil. We're talking about the attorney at war and the five-star general. We're talking about attorney and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. And from that, we say black power, and I'm happy to represent him to you as I'm Sean Kwali, your host, and I welcome you to another beautiful, bold, power-packed edition of Black Power Radio. Those of you who know this drill, you know this is unlike any other radio broadcast you'll find anywhere in the hells and smells of North America. Not syndicated through any white media. This is straight up something we're going to say ourselves. A free and bold revolutionary radio show that we can pick up and move all around the world and say what we need to say. We're on live tonight, right here, talking to you about Revolutionary Roots 2013. Revolutionary Roots 2013. And if you don't know what Revolutionary Roots 2013 is, I have to tell you very clearly that you must have been living under a rock. We, the new Black Panther Party, being spearheaded and led by National Chairman Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, we are on a course with destiny. We are on a course with destiny as we, on the left side of our uniforms, we wear a patch that is red and is black and it's green, but it is encased with the mighty continent of our motherland, the birth of all of humanity, where all humanity started, we're talking about Mother Africa. And so the new Black Panther Party, that's right, is going to Africa. We're going to South Africa. And we're going right there into the battleground on behalf of our people here in the hells and smells of North America to represent our plight over here and to link up with the bold, brilliant warriors that are over there and organizers that are over there who are concerned about our plight here in the hells and smells of North America and know that we've been kidnapped and that we are deaf, dumb, and blind. And so we will hear tonight from our national chairman who will explain the mission and tell you what time it is and why we must rally behind this beautiful, bold move from the new Black Panther Party and the PAC. I think he's on with us now. So let me hurry and rush and get him on the radio right now as we kick off Revolutionary Roots 2013, this mighty telethon, as we will ask for your help to help the new Black Panther Party make this mission successful. Brothers and sisters, I welcome to Black Power Radio our national chairman, the attorney at war, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, Black Power. Assalamu alaikum, Hotep, free the land. And black law for all black people. It is indeed my honor and a privilege to share this radio host and this radio broadcast with you on Black Power Radio and to be with Minister Sean Kwali, the national spokesman. And to all of you who are in the radio listening audience getting queued up for our big program tonight. A very special program. And a telethon that we are running for the next 2 hours. A telethon. What is a telethon? That means we're going to be on this phone raising some money. Raising some money. And I'm going to go over why we're raising money and how we're raising money and who we're raising money for, Minister Sean and Kwali and I, throughout the course of this broadcast. We're talking about Africa. We're talking about the new Black Panther Party taking a major delegation to Africa. We're talking about revolution. We're talking about a land of our own. We're talking about a Pan-Africanist alliance, an alliance of liberation forces throughout the planet. We're talking about a return home for your ambassadors, your revolutionaries, your freedom fighters, your representatives inside of the new Black Panther Party, led by your chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is making his first trip to Africa, and certainly it is an ambitious and a significant trip that we are planning and working and striving on every hour to get these details right and exact. But we're going to Africa. I'm going to Africa. The national spokesman is going to Africa. Minister Hashim Nzinga is going to Africa. The supreme captain is going to Africa. Other top members of the new Black Panther Party and our friends in the Nation of Islam, some of our friends in the church community, from the deacons of the ministers of defense, pardon me, similar to the deacons of defense, from the ministers of defense are going with us to Azania, South Africa, guest of members of the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, and other brothers and sisters that we know, they are on the ground. And so history making, as I am scheduled to speak at a major address in Johannesburg, on the anniversary of Sharpeville, scheduled to speak in Soweto for a major address before thousands on the anniversary of the Sharpeville Massacre, March 21st in 1960, when a bloody blue-eyed beast, white devils, in South Africa committed another one of their long train of usurpations and abuses and acts of genocide against the black population, which ultimately sparked a revolt, a revolution in South Africa and giving birth to such giant forces and freedom fighters such as the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azani, AZAPO, the military wing of the Pan-Africanist Congress, the feared AZAPO. And also, it is just a land of legends. It is a land of brothers and sisters who have fought this white man outright, who have killed this white man outright, and who have fought for their freedom, their liberation from this oppressive criminal settler, colonial colonist cracker, have fought him hand for hand and blood for blood. And so we're going on a fact-finding mission to find our roots, our history. I'm excited already, and you should be too. We're talking about revolutionary roots, 2013. Revolutionary Roots 2013, the new Black Panther Party is headed to Africa. Buckle your seatbelts. If your seat gets too hot and you're listening in on the radio, just raise your cracker behind up and fan it a little bit and sit back down. If the cabin becomes depressurized, first take the oxygen mask and put it over your face, then help the devil next to you. Because the new Black Panther Party is moving and expanding. We may look like we are going down and we're coming up at the same time. You may think that we're disorganized and then we all of a sudden get more organized than you ever seen us. And so I know there's some Panthers on the line tonight. I know there's some Black nationalists on the line tonight. I know there's some black Pan-Africanists on the line tonight. I know there's some followers of Marcus Mosiah Garvey, followers of Elijah Muhammad, followers of Kwame Ture, followers of Kwame Nkrumah, followers of Stephen Biko, followers of Thomas Sankara, followers of Patrice Lumumba. Oh, I know you're on the line tonight. And we want to let you know that that stone that has been rolling through Babylon, the new Black Panther Party, and the students of a bold, bald-headed black man, a mighty and fearless one who has blazed a trail in front of us and gave us our rhythm, our tune, and our cadence. He is our captain and our minister, even beyond the grave. Minister and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, he's calling this cadence. Black power, now we're going to Africa. And we're going to raise some money. Make this right turn. We're going to raise some money. So what I'm going to do here for the next 15 minutes is I'm going to let Minister Sean Kwali teach some more. And when we come back at 8:30, the only callers in queue, the only callers can be in queue is the caller that's making a donation. If you have pressed the line, if you're in queue now and you're not making a donation, please clear the way. For those that have pledged that will come on tonight and give $50, $100, $500. Some say, I'm inspired, I'm fired up, I want to give $1,000. Well, we need you in queue. We need you to make that pledge on this Black Power Telethon. We need $10,000 in the next 2 weeks and $20,000 to make this mission. That's what I said. And that ain't nothing. And so we want to raise some money on a telethon. Will you call in, give your pledge, and then before you get off the line, remain on the line, and our staff will get to you and give you your information, take your information, give you information, and we work out the checks, the credit card, the cash, and whatever we got to do. All right? So, look, sisters and brothers, I'm going to let Minister Sean take over to the bottom of the hour, then I'm going to come back on the telephone. I love you. And Black Power, we're headed to Africa. We want you to be pumped up tonight. We got guests from the delegation coming on tonight. We're expecting some guests from South Africa to come on tonight. We need to get this money and get to Africa. We want you to come on the line and donate and ask your questions. Ask your questions, but ask with some money in your pocket, because we got to move some of these dead presidents. They're good presidents, because they dead presidents. I turn you to Minister Sean Quali, and I'll be black in a minute.
Black power. Black power, brothers and sisters. We are excited. That's our national chairman who is rolling. He's moving, and we're moving right along with him. Listen, we are pushing this telethon. This is a telethon where we're going to raise some ducats, as they say. We're going to raise it for this trip. And it's not no money. You would give money. Some of you have given money to muscular dystrophy. Some of you have given money to Hurricane Sandy and those telethons. Some of you have given money to March of Dimes, and the Dimes march right out of the hood. The New Black Panther Party has been here for 20 years, been here for 20-plus years, and you know our track record. You know our track record is an uncompromising track record, a bold track record, and we deserve your support. We hardly ever ask our people to give anything, and many times we have suffered because we don't ask our people to give anything. And if we could, if we had that big check to be able to cut the check, we'd just do it ourselves and wouldn't ask it. But we're coming to our people, trusting our people, first trusting in the black God, that the God would deliver us the people that we need to organize this trip and to make this trip successful and to help us get there and to help us get back. And so we're calling you now and asking you to get in queue and to line up your hundreds. First of all, line up your thousands. Line up your hundreds. Line up your 50s. Line up your 20s. Group them all together. As our chairman said, there's some dead Peckerwood presidents, and so they're probably weighing down your pockets because dead weight is the heaviest weight. So we want you to get that weight out of your pockets and relieve some of that stress that's on you and be stress-free and live easy and get that dead weight up off of you. We got to get it out tonight. And so as you come in queue, give your pledge. Talk to us about your pledge. Talk to us about how we're going to get it. I'm going to get information. The staff's going to get information. We're going to be working around the clock to make sure that this goes right, because this is the honorarium for the Sharpeville Massacre. If you don't know what the Sharpeville Massacre is, if you're not familiar with the PAC, the Pan-African Congress, I have to familiarize you. The Sharpeville Massacre happened on the 21st of March, 1960, at a police station in the South African township of Sharpeville. And they had demonstrations, and a crowd of black protesters, that's what I said, black protesters, they were larger than the police. And the police had panicked. They were nervous about the black protesters protesting about their rights, protesting about the struggle, protesting about unjust rule. The police there got nervous because the black man and black woman became united, became together, and sounds familiar. And they opened fire on that crowd, killing about 69 people, slaughtering men, women, and children. And they were, again, fighting against unjust laws because black South Africans had been restricted by past laws and had led up to the Sharpeville Massacre and the apartheid that's a part of the National Party government under the leadership of Hendrik Verwoerd used the laws to enforce even greater difficulties, even greater hardships, greater segregations. And so they were organizing. The ANC, the African National Congress, they decided to launch a campaign of protests against the past laws, and these protests were to begin on the 31st of March, 1960. But that beautiful, bold, revolutionary group, those who are bringing us over there, those who are rolling with us, those who are helping to build, they're in South Africa, they're in Azania. They rivaled, called the Pan-African Congress, and they preempted the ANC by launching a counter campaign, a counter demonstration 10 days earlier, because they knew that the ANC couldn't win, and they knew that the ANC had been sold out and bought out and punked out, and the ANC punked out and the PAC stood strong as the ANC punked out. And so that's the history. The history is the same that's here, that we're facing police brutality and we're facing violence. And them brothers and sisters are coming together to commemorate the great freedom fighters and the great strugglers and the great warriors who stood up against unjust government and who stood up against those who were tyrannical and those who were megalomaniacs and those who are even there today, the Pan-African Congress is still alive today, still well today, still thriving today, and they recognize the work of the new Black Panther Party in the hells of North America. They recognize that the new Black Panther Party is the only game in town when it comes to black nationalism, revolutionary Pan-Africanism, when it comes to being uncompromising, because that's how our general taught us to be. That's how the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad taught us to be. He taught us to have no cream in our coffee, to have no white sugar in our coffee. Don't integrate. Don't mix up. Don't fix up. Don't water down. He say, give me some black strong coffee, some black strong teachings. He say, hold the line. And so we're holding the line here in 2013, and we're representing for black people. We hear your cry. The book talks about the Most High hearing the cry of his people and hearing the moans and the groans of his people. And we say in 2013 that the God of our forefathers hears our moaning and our groaning. And he's working through men and through women to answer our cries in the streets, answer our cries in Chicago, answer our cries in New York, answer our cries in Washington, D.C., answer our cries in California, answer our cries in Florida, answer our cries in Texas, answer our cries in Michigan, answer our cries in Ohio, answer our cries in Kentucky and Tennessee, and all throughout the United Snakes of America. The God is working on our behalf, and he's working with the new Black Panther Party to make us the vehicle to deliver on our promise of our 10-point program and platform, and deliver on our promise of our 9 local objectives. This is not the same new Black Panther Party that began in 1989. This is not the same new Black Panther Party that was fledgling and trying to upstart in 1998. This is a bold new Black Panther Party that is stronger, that is vibrant, and that is ready to defend its people. And so, as with any cause, and with any campaign, we need the support of the people. You would hear all the great revolutionaries, Che Guevara, Hugo Chavez, Fidel Castro, Kwame Nkrumah, Patrice Lumumba, all of them, even our brother and great revolutionary hero, Thomas Sankara. You would hear them all talk about the people having to support their revolutionary heroes, their revolutionary organizations or parties that had their best interests. And so that's us. That's us. And so as you come in the queue, you got to press the number 1. You press 1, and we're going to bring you on. And you just give from whatever God has blessed you with. We know that people are not, everybody's not rich, but if you're rich on the line, it can cut the whole check. Cut the check. Make it a tax write-off. We'll get you your receipt, get you all the information that you need to get it back to you and file it on your taxes if you're going to do so. But if you don't have that, but that's your spirit, but you have 500 or you have 400 or 300 or 200, 100, or you go on down into the 50s or wherever you're at, whatever your spirit is, it all helps tonight, brothers and sisters. As you heard, that we're raising $10,000 in 2 weeks, and overall goal is $20,000, which we will not retreat from, in order to get on the soil for all the devils and all the beasts who, whenever they don't like what the new Black Panther Party is saying, for all you who are quick to say, nigga, go back to Africa. Go back to Africa. I say to you, cracker, this is your time now to help the new Black Panther Party get on back to Africa, if you're serious. If you're serious and you always fight and kill our people and make our people bleed and die and suffer in the streets, and you miseducate our people, and you keep some of our people homeless, ragged, naked, and out of doors, and you still treat us like third-class citizens or three-fifths of a human being, now is your chance, beast. If you're serious and you know, like we know, that there cannot be peace amongst the two peoples, that two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time, and you understand, like we understand, that separation is the best and only solution, now is your chance to speed up that process. For all you brothers and sisters who believe and know, like I know, that we have not gotten a fair shake here in the hells and smells of North America, that the system is slanted against our people, that our people are unjustly incarcerated, that we're grossly miseducated, that we're unfairly treated in most and every sector of the United States of America, and our people of descent from people who built this whole country. But we don't reap any of the benefits, or we are not the immediate benefactors of the beneficiary labor of our people here in the hells and smells of North America. I say to you to donate and to support this mission. There's land over in Africa, and there are brothers and sisters over there who are interested in helping us to develop land and land ownership in Africa and elsewhere. They are interested knowing that our people were kidnapped and knowing that we are deaf, dumb, and blind. They are interested in making sure that we get some land. And as Minister Malcolm X talked about, the basis of any change, of any social construct that is righteous, the basis of that is land. And so my people are powerless, and black people are powerless. Africans in America, we've become powerless because we don't have land, and we don't own land. And so the white man owns land, and the Arab owns land, and the Chinese have land, and other people have land, but very few blacks in America own land, and we don't have anything to call our own. And so the new Black Panther Party is stepping out with faith, and stepping out with belief, and stepping out with our action, that if we go on your behalf to get some land, that we can help our people to build businesses and to stop talking about building farmland, but actually have farmland and have thoroughly and minerally rich soil that we can build some real crops on and feed our people. As we see now that the food stamps all around the country for those that are on that are drying up, and that the government programs are drying up, and that they're cutting here and cutting there and raising taxes here and raising taxes there, and it's becoming tighter and tighter and tighter for our people, and the noose is becoming tighter and tighter and tighter around our necks. And whenever white America has a pneumonia, black people going to definitely have a cold. Whenever they're sick, of course, because we're tied to them in economics, we're going to be sick. And so as this economy is folding on itself, and the red lines are collapsing on themselves, and the housing is collapsing on itself, you got to now look to your brothers and sisters in the East and got to look for help where your help can come from. And even though that the American economy is tanking, and there were over $4.6 trillion in debt in America because of the spending and the fiat money in Africa, the economy is not tanking. In Africa, the economy is thriving. In Africa, they're booming. They have gold. They have diamonds. They have rubies. They have minerals. They have land. They have oil. They have what we need over there. And they're willing to trade. It was the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey who talked about linking up with our brothers and sisters in the mother continent, who told us that Africa was for Africans, that Africa was for Africans. We're talking about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who on the cover of his newspaper, his internal organ that he sent out to the world, Muhammad Speaks, he showed you the picture of the African brother, the black man, with his hand extended out, reaching to the middle, and he showed you the black man or the African here in North America extending his hand out and reaching in the middle, and those two clasping hands and linking up as one people. Well, that time has come. It's no longer just a drawing. It's no longer just a good idea saying Africans for Africa. That time has come. This is the hour of manifestation of black power. This is that hour that all that we've been chanting about and that we've been screaming about, that we've been drilling about, that we've been marching about, that we've been protesting about, that we've been organizing about, this is that hour. There's not another hour to come. This is the hour that we're living in. Everything else will be fulfillment of some other stuff on top of what we're doing now. This is the time. If you want that change, if you say I'm a revolutionary and I believe in Kwame Nkrumah, if you say I believe in Patrice Lumumba, if you say I believe in Ernesto Che Guevara and Fidel Castro, if you say you believe in all of the greats, Stephen Biko and all of them, if you believe in them, now we have to fulfill. We have to fulfill their vision, their promise. Many of our leaders were cut down, even Minister Malcolm X, who before he was assassinated, before he was killed through COINTELPRO, You saw him moving around internationally with the rulers and moving around with the sheikhs and moving around with the governors of that land, moving around with the people who were in charge, because he understood that we had to take the black struggle international. That the black struggle is not just a struggle here in the hills of North America. It is a struggle in 1,037 and a third miles per hour of spinning earth. It's a struggle all over the planet in 196,940,000 square miles of this planet. It's a struggle all over where the black man and black woman is struggling in every sector of this planet. And so the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad taught us and told us, as I begin to prepare to take your calls and take your pledge, as we light up the airwaves on pledges and donations for this revolutionary move, this Revolutionary Roots 2013, and we ask for your help and ask for you to give and give some more and sacrifice, because you're going to get it back with real businesses, with real farmland, with real revolutionary positioning and political positioning, with real education. We're going to get it back to you. We need your help. But the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad said that wherever he went, he said he went to Egypt, said he went to Mecca, I think 6-7 times. He's been all over, been through Israel, been all over. He said wherever the black and white situation exists, wherever the black white situation exists, he said you saw the white man on the top and the black man on the bottom. Wherever the black-white dynamic exists, he said, whether it was a capitalist country, you saw the white capitalists on top and the black capitalists on the bottom. He said he went to Muslim countries, and you saw the white Muslim on the top and the black Muslim on the bottom. He said he went to socialist countries and saw the white socialist on the top and the black socialist on the bottom. He said he went to all kind of countries, and wherever he went at, he said he saw the white on the top and the black on the bottom. My question now, as I prepare to open up, is how long will the black man be on the bottom? It's our time now to rule. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the ending. It is the time now for the black man to rule and the black man to work out his destiny, work out for self-determination, work out a land of his and her own that is not ruled unjustly, but that is ruled under righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality, order, balance, harmony, reciprocity. That's what time it is. And so now we must prepare to go to the phone lines. And I must tell you that it's okay to double dip. I'm going to say this early on as we open up on this telethon. It's okay to double dip. If you call in once, you can call in twice. You can call in three times. You can call in four times. Tell a neighbor. Tell a friend. Help your brothers and sisters in the New Black Panther Party, because the Revolutionary Roots campaign is on. And so I'll start now, just opening up. And me and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz will be back and forth. He'll be back, dropping it on you. I'll be back. We're moving. We're shaking. We're getting information out. We're going to take you information. We're going to take your pledge, and we're going to make good on our own pledge. And so let's go right now to area code 504-432. You're on live Black Power Radio. We're talking about Revolutionary Roots 2013. What can you pledge, sir? Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean. Matter of fact, soul power to you.
Black power, yes. Black power, and soul power. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing all right, brother. I'm doing all right. Now, since this is a Pan-African movement and stuff like that, I want many of the listeners to go get this this publication called The New African. On this one, this was the January 2013, The Hidden Hands Behind African Conflicts and the Sponsors of War. Many of us need to get that. They have that at all. Barnes and Nobles, I get mine from, but many of the Pan-Africanists, that's it, even though this is a Pan-Africanist movement, get this magazine, The New African. And
yes, sir.
Also, brother, I want you to give me a call where I can, you know, talk with you.
Yeah, we were supposed to talk.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now, we were supposed to talk, and I got busy, but I didn't forget about you. I thought about you today. What would you like to pledge, my brother? for the listeners,
like
we can get this started.
Okay, I like to pledge about maybe, you know, $20-$25.
My brother, black power to you, black power to you. Give the people your name, black man.
Well, my name is, you know, Harold.
Brother Harold.
Harold. I just like to, this very informative program. You know, we need this, you know, black power, you know, self-determination, you know, get up and, you know, go out there and, you know, do, make things happen. You know, you can't, you know, depend upon the government. Government, you know, the system is designed to fail you. And
that's
you
right.
have to make things happen.
That's right. That's
yeah.
absolutely right. Brother Harold, who shares the original birth name of our black power general, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. He was Harold. He came into the world as Harold. And so you share that same name before his name was changed, and he took that righteous name of Khalid. But Brother Harold, thank you so much. I want to say black power to you and everybody where you're at. We say black power for our Brother Harold kicking us off with this first pledge of $25, brother. And again, with the staff is taking the information down, we're going to be in contact. I'm going to be in contact with you myself because, like I said, I was supposed to call you last week. You probably had the pledge last week and I didn't get to you.
Yeah.
So I got to get to you this week, Brother Hal, and I'm going to talk to you ASAP.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
I like to get that book when the chairman, attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, finished with that book. I like to get that book on him and call it the biography. And
oh yes,
done.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
sir. Yes, sir. My brother. For those that don't know, our national chairman is putting a book together. He's putting a couple of books together, to be honest. But he's putting a book together on the life and times of the black power general, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, with his own commentary writings and with those who also were friends and close allies, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad. It will be available, my brother. And so we'll let you know how to get that and where to get it at, brother. We're going to let you know.
Okay.
But we want to say thank you for supporting Revolutionary Roots 2013. And like I say, I'm going to talk to you direct. Make sure that you get the flyer from me. You can put it up on your Facebook page, send it throughout your emails, and let people know that the new Black Panthers are going to Africa, and we're going on a serious mission. We're going into some cases into some dangerous territory, but we're going for our people so that we can get some real land and have some real self-determination right here in the hills of North America and don't have to beg the white man for that, which we can unite and do for ourselves. Thank you so much, Brother Hell. Thank you so
right,
much, brother, and black power and soul power.
Okay, black power, soul power.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother Harold kicking us off. Black power to Brother Harold kicking us off here on this telethon, Revolutionary Roots 2013. And as I said, some of you have watched people like the Beast, that old crinkle beast, Jerry Lewis. You watched that old crinkle beast, Jerry Lewis, raise all kind of money for things that you never saw. You never held Jerry Lewis accountable for anything he said he was going to do, but yet we're hesitant to give. Tonight we cannot hesitate. We must dive right in. We must dive right in and give to this Revolutionary Roots 2013 and help the new Black Panther Party make its delegation and make its way over to Africa so that we can be successful and come back with a successful report so that we can set our people up with some real schools. Let's take the next donation here and let's take the next pledge at area code 904-705. Area code 904-705. You're on to this Black Power Radio Telethon for Revolutionary Roots 2013. Give us your pledge, please, sir. Black power to you.
Black power.
Black power, black power, black power.
The chairman wanted me to come on and be a host for a few minutes, so I'm going to just keep listening. He said 8:49.
Well, hell, it's 8:43. we can bring you on in. We got to bring you on in to help us to raise some interest, raise some consciousness, and raise some backing for Revolutionary Roots 2013. That sounds like Minister Mikhail Muhammad. Black power, brother.
Black power, freedom of Delph. How you doing? How the black nation?
doing great. I'm doing great, sir, by the grace of the Almighty Wise God, brother. Minister Mikhail Muhammad, some people have seen you on CNN. They've seen you down there in Sanford, Florida, putting heat on George Zimmerman and standing up for our brother whose birthday just passed, Brother Trayvon Martin. Tell us the importance, sir, as you share your spirit briefly. Share briefly as we get back to the pledges. Share why this is important and why you are going to make your word bond and make this trip to Azania, South Africa, for Revolutionary Roots 2013.
Well, brother, it's of the utmost importance. Anytime we have an opportunity to go back to our homeland, the birthright of our ancestors, we should go. We travel all over the world, and we are caught up in sport and play, but this is a very significant trip, and so we're asking our people to get behind the new Black Panther Party, support us, help us to be successful in our endeavor to go back home, to make connections, to take a bold black stand, following a bold black man by the name of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, following the Honorable Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. And so the Trayvon Martin case, brother, is only a microcosm of all the Trayvons that are being murdered and killed all over America. And so we must unite. We must man up and woman up and stand up and stop ducking and dodging and buck dancing. And that is what the black man is doing today. And so we're faced in Jacksonville with another Trayvon by the name of Jordan Davis. We're faced with another case in Jessup, Georgia. And so we're faced with these cases, so we're asking the black man, it's time to get serious, brother. It's time to pull up your pants, black man. It's time for the black man to stand up and protect his woman and be a father and provider. So we believe that going to South Africa is a beginning to a new day and a new way. So I'm saying to everybody, let's get behind this effort and support. I'm not going to make a pledge at this moment. We're raising money in Jacksonville. And so by the time we're finished, I know and believe that Jacksonville will have raised more money than anybody. I believe that to be true. And so we're getting on our post, and we're going to work hard, and we're going to be successful, brother. So I hope pray by Allah's mercy that I'm one of those that will be on a trip to Zania, South Africa, Black Power.
Black power, black power. Thank you so much for your spirit, Brother Mikhail. We'll hold you on the line as we know you got that spirit. And let's bring black on, as I promised you, our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black power, Brother Chairman.
All right, black power, black on. We got a rock now. It's 8:45. How much money have we raised?
So far, Brother Harold from the South came in with the pledge of $25. He was the first pledge, and then we rolled on to Brother Mikhail, who came on, and then you came
back.
All right,
we got to take some calls now. Every caller in queue, you got to – every caller in queue has got to come through with some money. If you're in the queue, you got to come through with some money. Let's bring on the next – because – and we're just not just talking about some money, man. We need to buy some plane tickets. We need to help some soldiers who don't have it. We got hotels. We got security. We got logistics. You know what we're talking about when we're talking about taking a delegation of 12 to 15 brothers and sisters to Africa. And we're going to need it. I'm going to need the security. I'm going to need the help. And so don't y'all leave us hanging out here, and don't you leave me hanging out here. Don't leave me going over to Africa raggedy and us going raggedy. We're going as your ambassadors. This is going to be history-making, one of the strongest trips since either Louis Farrakhan's World Friendship Tour of 1996 or Malcolm X's trip to Africa. It will be along those lines. Let's go to the queue, man. Y'all help us get some green in this black machine. Go right ahead.
Area code 347-876, 347-876, Revolutionary Roots 2013. What is your pledge, Black Power? Area code 347-876, your mic is open. What is your pledge for Revolutionary Roots 2013?
0123?
Yeah.
That's it. All right. This is the Brother Obalewa and Sister Yaa Santawa from the African International Merchants Agency. We're pledging $100.
Black power.
We're pledging $100.
$100.
$100. We're also doing the African Heritage Special, Minister Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad. We're giving the 12th Annual Memorial Tribute, Revolution 2013, The Black Agenda. And the keynote address of the State of the Black Race will be Dr. Leonard Jeffries, and it will be at the Brooklyn Christian Center at 1061 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. We ask everybody to please come within the sound of my voice. Please come. It'll be from 5 to 10, and we will keep on raising money for this historical trip to Africa.
All right, brothers and sisters, make sure you stay in queue. Stay in queue. That's $100 from the African International Merchants Agency, our partners, Yah Asantewa and Brother Obalewa from Brooklyn, New York, who will be hosting another tribute on the passing of Dr. Khaled Muhammad, a State of the Race address on the passing time of Minister Khaled Abdul Muhammad, keynoted by his ally and supporter, Dr. Leonard Jeffries. So please stay in queue so we can arrange on how we're going to get this $100. Minister Sean will handle you. I'm going on to the next caller and the next pledge. Let's get this money. Let's get this money. Come on, next caller.
All right, next caller, area code 562-239. 562-239. You're on live with our Black Power Radio Telethon, the Revolutionary Roots 2013. Give us your pledge, please. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Brother National Spokesman and Brother Chairman, Brother Vernon X out here on the West Coast. How are my brother? And assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, Brother Vernon. How are you, sir?
Oh, brother, good to hear you, both your voices, brother. Doing great, brother. Just snuck off from the plantation to give my pledge, good brother. And I'm sorry I can't make the trip, brother, this time, but I will make the next one. But, brother, to cut it short, my pledge is $200, brother.
Brother Vernon X from Los Angeles, California, my comrade, our comrade from the West Coast, comes in strong at $200 on this Black to Africa telethon. Let's give him a strong black hand for those in the
black
audience.
Black power. Black power.
We had one of them things they have on the radio, one of them fake audience sounds.
We're going to get one. We're going to pull one out.
We need
brother
one,
Travis,
man. We love you. We appreciate
Sean,
you, Brother Vernon.
About when do you need this money in, brother?
Now. I'm going to answer the call. We need
it
right away. What he'll do is he's going to get on the phone with you, and we'll tell you we got to get it as rapidly as possible. You know, we'll tell you a few different ways you have to give it to us. But we want to thank you for giving and tell us why you decided to stand up boldly and give it tonight.
Brother, because, brother, this is historical, brother. This is what it's all about, brother. We're going to the root of our people. We're going to the land of our people. And, brother, this is and this thing is going to snowball. This is going to be a global event. You just watch, you know, you took the first step, brother, but we're all going to take 1,000 steps. This thing is going to do nothing but explode, and I just want to be a part of this blackness, brother, that's all. Put my money where my mouth is. You feel me, don't you, Brother Chairman?
Yes, sir, I feel you, and thanks for standing up, man. You got that FOI spirit that we want to put in all of the pamphlets, that you got
brother,
to give.
Yes, sir.
If you want to receive revolution, you got to give to your organization and your leadership. So thank you, Brother Vernon, so much, man. You stay on the line. That's a strong $200 from Brother Vernon out of Los Angeles. That's $325. If there
Black
are some
power.
Cities out there, if there are some cities out there, get on your Texas with those in your cities right now and put your money together. I want to hear $500 come out of New York. With all them big names out of New York. Oh, yeah, I want to hear $500. I want $1,000 out of New York.
There you go, $10,000.
Hannibal got money. Khadijah got money. Shaheed got money. Shah got money. They got money. They need to get on them Texas and call all their allies right now and see what pledges they can get out of New York and see how they can collect them within the next 24 hours and get on this line here and pledge some numbers. get busy dialing and texting, brothers and sisters, now to get pledges and commitments right now. New York should come out here tonight with 500. Newark, New Jersey, with all them big names and big officials in Newark, New Jersey. Omani, Saeed Muhammad, Keisha. National this and national that. Well, come on. Your National Central Committee and your organization needs 500 out of Newark. Come on this line and put that money together, Newark, and come in with that 500. Come on, Trenton, New Jersey. Come on, Philadelphia and Pennsylvania, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, Texas, Ohio, Chicago. The white man is listening right now. He said, well, I want to know. This is what the white man said. He said, I want to know if these niggas are serious. $325.
Right.
The white man said they talk all that talk. Let's see if they can back that talk. $325 now for the Back to Africa delegation. You can't ask for a better mission from an organization that is giving you mission after mission. If you're in the phone lines, come on with some money. Go to the next caller.
All right, Brother Vern, thank you so much. Next caller,
Vernon, we love you.
Area code 469-335. Area code is 469-335. You're on live. Black Power Radio, Revolutionary Roots 2013. It's the telethon. What's your pledge? What do you pledge, Black Power?
Salam alaikum, Ramatullah, Brother Yashua, great state of Texas.
Black Power.
Giving honor to the chairman and Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the Supreme Captain, who raised me to the point where I am. I had the opportunity to visit Accra, Ghana, to visit Nkrumah's birthplace in his burial site. I'm going to support you guys in your trip to Zambia with a $100 donation, and I'm going to work to ensure that all the brothers in Texas give $100 so we get to $1,000. My word is my bond, Brother Malik.
Word is my bond. Wake up, son. Oh, give us that name again, God.
Yashua Abdul Muhammad, beloved.
Brother Abdul Yashua Muhammad, or Yashua Abdul Muhammad.
Yes, sir. I provided Dr. Collin with the safe house when he was shot.
Brother, that is great, brother. And it's good to talk to you again. Brother Yashua Muhammad, brothers and sisters on the line, has pledged $100. And he is one who was raised by Dr. Collin.
We'll produce 1,000 out of Texas.
And it says he's going to get 1,000 for this delegation out of Texas and said his word is his bond and bond is life and will give his life before word shall fail. He gives $100. Throw your black fist up anywhere out there. Brothers just stepping up. Students of Dr. Collin are here and want to help secure his life. There he is.
Sir.
There it is. Brother Yashua Muhammad, $100. Brother Sean, get all this information in queue as I talk for a minute. Get all this facts and info so we can follow right up with him. That brings our total to $425. Keep tabs with me. $425, dear brothers and sisters. I'll let you catch up for a minute while I explain a few things further. This is the first time we've ever done a telethon, but it's certainly not the last time. And it's much needed from a group that rarely asks you for money. Rarely does Malik Zulu Shabazz, or rarely does the New Black Panther Party come and ask you for money. But we have to right now. Because we're going thousands of miles away, more than 9,000 miles away, 17-hour flight. We'll be way overseas. We're trying to see if we can catch up to great revolutionaries who have helped our people. I want to sit with the Honorable Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe. I would like the honor of sitting with His Excellency, Dr. Robert Mugabe, as we move into Africa. I want the honor. I already have the honor and will meet all the honor of having all the PAC great freedom fighters and veterans. And ain't gonna lie, I wouldn't mind sitting down with Winnie Mandela. I can pass Nelson, but I don't want to pass up Winnie Mandela. Brothers and sisters, come on now. This is a Revolutionary Roots tour. This is a serious deal that we're embarking on, and we're going in just a little bit over 35, 36, 37 days. Just a little over 37 days. And so I need your help. We need your help to get this green and this black machine and build this war chest. Y'all got to help us out, man. You know, all our friends will be there, but enemies will be there as well. And enemies will be lurking. And so we got to get really prepared and have the right stuff in place. I'll take the next caller. Come on, give us some money. Come
okay,
on,
I'm
caller,
back,
support this mission. Support this mission, caller. Next caller ain't cute. Come on, let's see what we got. We have 425. We got to get to $1,000 by 9:15. Go right ahead.
All right, area code 904-705, area code 904-705. You're on live, Black Power
that's,
Radio.
That's
what
Mikhail.
Is your...
That's Mikhail. Pass that up.
Okay. Area code 214-672. 214-672, you're on live. With the
you better have some money. You come on here right now, you better have some money.
Revolutionary Roots Tribute 2013.
You better come with some
what
money.
Is...
Better hang up
what
if you
is...
don't have no money.
What is your
I know
plan?
That number.
Come on, with it.
No, you cannot. You better donate. So, no, you're not going. Matter of fact, he cannot donate money. He has to go on the trip. Hang that line up. He's going to
yes,
try
sir.
To get away with donating $100. Hang that phone up.
We lay Supreme Captain Black Power.
Hell no, our Supreme Captain going to try to donate to go. You better go. If you're going to be a Supreme Captain.
You know that's right.
You be a bell captain after this. You don't go.
Go right ahead, brother.
The
Jim,
local,
we got some...
the local Holiday Inn. We love yes, you, man. Sir. Get that money, man. No call in here trying to pledge. Next caller.
Yes, sir. We got some pledges that came in via text. Jacksonville pledged $150.
Hold one
and
second.
Got...
Jacksonville chapter by text. Now you're talking. I forgot about that. Smart.
Yes, sir.
$150 from Jacksonville. $150. Bringing the total to $575. What's the next caller?
And then we got one more via text. Sister Mo Sakamra, she pledges $50. $50 is the Mo Sakamra.
Sister, what city?
She's out of, what's her city? I think she's out of Baton Rouge.
She's out of Sister Mo Sakamra, right? Or Sister Mo from Baton Rouge, or hopefully from somewhere. Sister Mo pledges $50.
Little Rock. She's from Little Rock.
She's from
Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's
right.
$625. Thank you from Little Rock. Thank you
That's
from
right.
Little Rock. And thank you from Jacksonville. Strong
right.
Jacksonville under the leadership of Mikhail Muhammad. They're coming through tonight.
That's
collect
right.
all that information. Collect that money. Don't let that money get away.
Yes, sir. I'm on it. Getting it.
$625. We're going to get to $1,000 by 9:15. I got Sister Camila from the Nation of Islam who is helping organize our delegation from Phoenix. She's on the line, ready to warm up. I got Heru from Philly who will be heading with us to South Africa, a key part of our security team. He's on the runway to say why he will be going. But before that, we got to get some money. We're at 625. We need 1,000 by 9:15, man.
We're going to do
let's
it.
Let's go to the next caller.
Next caller coming in now at area code 602-571. 602-571.
Hold one second. That's Sister Camila. Leave her holding for a moment. She's
okay.
going to come and explain why a bold black woman, a female freedom fighter, is going. All of you all else, you can text 502-299-8530. 502-299-8530. You can also inbox on Facebook, Sean Kwali. You can also inbox on Facebook, Malik Zulu Shabazz, your pledges right now. But I'd rather you text 502-299-8530. Pledge that money in. Let's get this 1,000 by 9:15. Don't say that Panther can't raise no money. Let's
That's
get that
right.
money. Let's go to the next caller.
All right.
Other than Sister Camilla, leave Camilla on hold for 1 second, dear queen.
All right. We're waiting on the next caller in queue. Got to put your hands up, brothers and sisters. Press number
Y'all
one.
Y'all put them hands up. How the hell the call, the queue light going to go off? And we talk about taking a delegation to Africa. If you ain't got but $10, you should be in queue. If you
That's
ain't
right.
got but $5, but you should be in queue. $50, you should be in queue. Huh? Some of you ready to run to the Western Union right now. You should be in queue. Hell, we going. We going all the way over there. In the midst of CIA and FBI and international defense.
Teach.
Going right on into South Africa for our liberation and our salvation. Your bold servants here in the new Black Panther Party. Get in that queue. Get up off that couch and get in that queue and press that line and bring some money on this telethon. If you're from another organization, wherever you're from in the Black Nation, we're your ambassadors. We're on a fact-finding mission. Fact-finding about the liberation struggle. Fact-finding about training that they use to fight the liberation struggle. Fact-finding about business. Fact-finding about economics. Fact-finding about a whole lot of things that we may not be able to go into on this phone line, dear brothers and sisters. Come on, black man and black woman. Come on in the queue and let's raise some money. Let's raise some money. Now, it's 9:06. Now, y'all, come on. Before I bring these next guests on, we got to raise some money. We at 6:25, according to my calculations. Do we have a
yes,
caller
sir.
In queue? Do we have a caller in queue?
We're still waiting.
How the hell can we be waiting? We wouldn't be waiting on any other night. Any other night, you'll light up the lines and be running off at the mouth. You'll be black power. What we going to do here? We're going to Africa. We need some goddamn money. Get the goddamn call in. Where's Newark, New Jersey?
I'm texting
where's
right
New
now.
York, where's New York City? Y'all better come on in now. I'm trying to be nice. Can't be too nice when you're trying to get that money. We need to
Next
raise
caller.
Some money, man. We're going to do this for several weeks in a row. We got a caller
yes.
in queue?
Yes, sir. Eric
come on, caller
two,
in queue.
260-602. 260-602. This is Revolutionary Roots 2013. New Black Panthers going back home. What is your pledge? Black power.
Black power. All right, now, shout out to Brother McHale in Jacksonville. Now, we well connected.
All right.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send $10 toward the African trip. That's what I'm going to do.
Right.
Oh, $10.
And,
okay, well, that's a good $10. What city are you calling from, black man?
I'm calling from Fort Wayne, Indiana, all the way back to 904, back and forth.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. What is your name, God?
My name is Brother Kataj.
Kataj?
My crown.
Give me that again, sir.
It means my crown in Muslim.
My crown in Muslim. Well, what does it mean? Give it to me in Arabic again.
I don't know.
I mean, what's your name, guy? Give me your name. I can't hear that good. I'm driving.
My name is Kataj.
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 My honor to meet you, Brother Kataj. $10. Mm-hmm. We thank you, black man, from Fort Wayne. From Fort Wayne. Sean, let's get all this information and keep track of Fort Wayne. We need some black power in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
That's
There's
right,
no
sir.
About it. Let's give him a black hand. Thanks for the $10. He takes us up to $635.
No doubt.
Hang on the line, brother.
Hang on the line. Don't get off. We'll call you back. Do we have any new callers in queue?
Yes, sir. Area code 562-607. 562-607. You're on live Black Power Radio Revolutionary Roots 2013. What is your plans at the new Black Panther Party? Get to Africa. Black Power.
I want to give at least $10 on behalf of Mahogany X and the Black Riders.
All right. Six. That's Mahogany X, sister. That's all right, sister. If that was $10 and it was a precious $10, that's valuable as a man to give it $1,000 and he got $1,000,000. More valuable. Because if it's $10 and it come from hard-earned, cold-blooded revolutionaries like the Black Riders, then it's a blessed $10. $10 from the Black Riders, Sister Mahogany X. $10, taking us up to $6.45.
That's right, climbing.
Taking us up to $6.45. Go ahead, give her a strong black hand for that. Both of them from
yes,
Fort
sir.
Wayne, Indiana, and from California. Go ahead. All right. Give him a strong black hand. Now, y'all, come on now. Come on off that money, man. We give up money to this white man every day. We giving up money. Money, money, money. Money for his utilities. Money for his water. Money for his food. Money for his movies. Money. Money giving money to this white man. Money. He giving money all day to this devil. Give something to a mission from God for once. Think about how much money you give to your open enemy from the time you open your eyes. Every time you turn on your heat, you're financing your enemy. Every time you turn on water and pay your water bill, you're financing your enemy. Every time you put gas in your gas tank, you're financing your enemy. You're buying something from your kid, buying something for your lady, paying bills, pay a car though, pay a house though. Buy some food. Whatever you buy, you're giving it to the devil. 9 times out of 10. So from now, we asking you to give money to a righteous cause and a clear mission with a clear objective that will get you clear results here on this phone line, clear objective. So we need to push hard. If we believe in black as much as we believe in white, we'd be free overnight. If we believed in black as much as we believed in white, we would be free overnight. Come on, sister. Any more callers in queue or on text? Text is 502-299-8530. We need some green in this black machine. We're taking count. We're checking our list and checking it twice. And we're going to find out who's been naughty or nice. Yeah, we know who's out there and what y'all supposed to be doing. If you're not going on this mission and you're a leader in this party, you better be raising some money or it's going to be some changes. So instead of sending me through all that, just give up some goddamn money. Is there some caller in queue? Any more callers in queue? Am I still on? Am I still on? Hello? Maybe I'm on and he went somewhere. If I'm on, somebody text me on my phone, tell me I'm on. Let me check my text. Am I on? Okay, he says keep teaching. He's getting information. He's working the books and making sure these pledges stick. I'm so sorry. All right, we're going to bring on for a few moments to give an endorsement for this trip and to tell you why they're going. Sister Camila, from the Nation of Islam, and Brother Haru from Philadelphia. But we need y'all in this last 45 minutes, man. We got to get beyond 1,000 tonight. We're at 6:45. We got to get some real, real money tonight. Let us get some real, real money tonight, brothers and sisters. Don't make us beg and get on our knees for these little sums. Some of you working good jobs, and you got that money. Some of you got it, but you got to help us. Help your brother and help your chairman.
Back, sir.
All right. Hold one second. All right, what we got in queue? We got any new calls other than our guest in queue?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got some more. They're calling
in
now.
Y'all, come on. All donations is accepted, but somebody coming in with some 200s and some 500s. But
yes,
all donations are accepted. Go to the next caller.
Your next caller is Erico 512-736. 512-736. You're on live. Black Power Radio. Revolutionary Roots 2013 Telethon. What is your pledge? How can you help us? Black Power.
Okay, that's me. I'm from Malaco.
Walaikum salam.
Will you come on in now, Sister Camila?
Sister Camila, this is Sister Marcia.
This is
Sister Marcia Walter Muhammad. I have a pledge for $400 for myself and my son Jamil.
Sister, did you say $400,
sir. I have $400
for. When you say $400, you got to pay that slow.
Well.
Yeah.
Gotta give you a black hand.
This is Sister Marcia Walton, which is one of our top supporters and one of my top supporters, working with me to help in this mission from the hells of America. She and her son pledged $400.
That's
$400.
Right.
Give her another black hand, everybody. Let's give her a strong black hand before we ask her. Wow.
Go ahead, Sister Marcia.
I'm going to ask you why. We want to say thank you, Sister. Thank you so much for $100, taking us to a total now of $1,045 as we push for $2,000 tonight. $1,045. And, Sister, before I ask you why you chose to take such a bold stand, I got to say that you have made me out not to be no liar.
Because right.
I told these Black Panthers in private that if you ask, you shall receive. And that if you reach out in the name of this organization and in the name of its leadership, you shall be blessed. And you have not made me out to be a liar. What makes you take such a bold stand tonight, Sister Marcia?
Dr. Shabazz, thank you so much for giving me a chance to give. You know, they say when much is required, you know, when much is given, much is required. And I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. That's all I want to say tonight. Thank you so much. You gave me a call, and I was able to, you know, I had it to give, and you're more than welcome. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Marcia. Brother Sean will contact you in queue so we can work out the details, but you and I are already in touch. I thank you for your warm spirit and your very humble attitude, and I thank you for your sacrifice, Sister. You are really making it a strong night tonight. Thank you so much. Appreciate you and love you, Black woman, for real. And looking forward to working with you. I got your resume and everything, and I'm going to be getting to you this week, okay?
All right, thank you.
No problem. Brothers and sisters, that's $400 from Sister Marcia Walton. She's right over here in Baltimore, Maryland. Mighty, mighty Mid-Atlantic. Mighty, mighty Mid-Atlantic, Mid-Atlantic. Oh, we're feeling good tonight. Come on, I got to let y'all get y'all money together, make y'all texts, and make y'all calculations. Let's bring on quickly Sister Camila from the Nation of Islam and Brother Haru so they can tell us why they're going to make this fantastic voyage.
All right, Sister Camila, your mic is open. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power. Welcome to Black Power Radio, Sister.
Assalamu alaikum and Black Power to everybody.
Like Salam and Black Power.
First of all, I'd like to thank Brother Malik Shabazz for selecting me to be a part of this wonderful delegation going to South Africa. So I accept that as an honor and a privilege to be able to go.
And we are honored to have you and your special skills going with us.
And I'd also, before I begin, I'd like to also pledge $100 to help toward the $2,000.
All right. Give her a strong black hand. Come on now. Give her a strong black hand, Minister Sir.
Go ahead.
Dear brothers and sisters, can you understand this? She's going on the delegation. Not only that, she got to fly from Washington to South Africa and back, which is about 1,200. Then it's even more to get from Phoenix to D.C. and back. And she come on this broadcast saying she going to give a separate $100 just to help us drive towards $2,000 a night. Give her a double black hand for this bold black woman. These black women tearing up this radio tonight. What you talking about? Don't tell me Minister Jamil Muhammad of Nation of Islam got nothing on me tonight. Don't tell me, brother. Don't tell me that Brother Fontaine Muhammad of the Nation of Islam got nothing on me tonight, buddy. We might be slow out the gate, buddy, but this old horse is round in that corner. Come on.
Righteous competition. Go ahead.
Thank you so much from our allies, our queen in the Nation of Islam, part of our delegation. Sister, are you excited about going?
Yes, I'm very excited, Brother Malik. I've always had a big vision, even as a child growing up here in America, that one day we will be united not only nationally but locally, I mean internationally. So whatever I could do to help or whatever, I'm willing to do it. I started traveling to Africa in 1992. So I've been to 7 different countries, just meeting my people, just getting to know who they are. And when I found out you were going to South Africa, I wouldn't go as long as they had apartheid there. I just refused to go. But when you invited me, I was just thrilled to say, at last, we are uniting all over the world to become one people. And I see that vision that it can happen and it will happen. So whatever I can do to make it happen, I give my life and dedicate myself to that.
Sister, I bear witness, and thank you so much, and thank you for being able to work with you, brothers and sisters. She's a skilled MGT, and she's been all over the world, and she's helping us and helping me to coordinate this trip, our allies and our family in the Nation of Islam. She says she wanted to see black people united, and she can feel the spirit, the vision, and the vibe, and knows what this will do to bring about black unity. And over there in South Africa, they are also excited about our coming. They're excited about uniting with their long-lost brothers and sisters over here in the West and organizing and hearing from us as we got an ambitious speaking schedule. They got me speaking everywhere, students, youth, the masses of the people, revolutionaries, news conferences, other historical missions. Oh, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. And it's going to move us towards that goal for sure of black unity and revolutionary unity. So thank you so much for your faith and your belief. And we are up to $1,145. Who said it couldn't be done?
Black power.
$1,145 right now. I want to come back on this radio Friday night. Come back on this radio Friday night. Matter of fact, and if you're in Atlanta tomorrow, I'll be in Atlanta tomorrow evening at the Buckhead Marriott. And if you want to be a part of another mission so we can raise some more money, we got to raise some money. If you want to be on the inside of a mission, not only to raise some money for others, but raise it for yourself and put it in your own pocket, I want you to text 404-424-3560. Text Hashim and Zinga, and we're having a meeting at the Buckhead Marriott with some black millionaires, and we're trying to get some black money in some of y'all pockets for yourself, certainly for yourself, but certainly for this mission in the field of energy, telecommunications, and network marketing. 404-424-3560. But for this money right here, it's 502-299-8530. Or the call-in queue. If you want to call in the queue here to speak up on why you're donating, give it out loud. That's
646-478-4777.
Am I right?
Yes, sir.
646-478-4447. Call into the queue with some money. Come on, black man. You going to let these sisters beat you like that? You're not going to let this black woman up here in the last 20 minutes give up $500 and I don't hear some soldiers, some captains, some squads, some black men. And said, damn it, we didn't have it at 9 o'clock, but we went out and got it. I got it from the Korean at the corner between 9 and 9:30. I got it from the Jew that's exploiting me between 9 and 9:30. I went and got it from the Indian or the Arab, any of them that's exploiting us between 9 and 9:30 and came back from the corner with it. Huh? I got my squad and went in. No, I ain't gonna tell you. I ain't gonna say that.
Right, go ahead. I know what I'm
talking. Let's go to the next caller in queue. $1,145. Faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed can move mountains. Hmm?
That's right.
God created himself from nothing. When Ra created himself in the beginning, he only had a vision of what he might look like when he evolved. And what the heavens and the earth would look like. It all started from a vision in the black in his black mind from what they call the waters of the ocean. Hmm? The primeval waters of the ocean. Talk to me. And let's bring something out of nothing and bring it into a manifest reality. Come on, caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. I'm pumped up. How about y'all?
Pumped up, feeling good. We got another one via text. The brother Katars, that's Sister Lynn Blackman out of Jacksonville's, the Jacksonville chapter's son, and she texted me and say she pledged $100 along with her son, Brother Katars, $100 from Lynn, Sister Lynn Blackman.
And Katars?
And Katars. Katars is her son.
Those are our allies, and those are my beloved black sister there in Jacksonville, Lynn. And her son, Kataj, $100, and Jacksonville is smoking tonight. Give him a black hand.
Black power.
Oh, I know the white man is mad tonight. Oh, the devil, I'm the, huh? The white man is mad tonight. He said these niggas got some money. All these Django, these Django's out here got some money.
That's right.
Come on, Django
right.
Was rolling. Django had his piece and he had him a pile of money and he was rolling with it.
That's right.
Let's collect this bounty. Let's get this bounty. Because the prize here is the liberation and salvation of black people. The
That's
prize
right.
here is the continuity of our movement. The prize here is you don't have to read and dream about no international Black Panther Party, international black nationalist movement. The prize here is you can get it. All you got to do is invest in it. Lynn and Kataj from Jacksonville, we thank you. $1,245. Let's keep rocking.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Next caller here, 215-910, 215-910, you're on Black Power Radio, Revolutionaries 2013. What is your pledge, Black Power?
It's
caller 215-910, you're on the line.
This is Zulu Shabazz.
You with us, caller? All right, we'll
still
keep,
me.
Keep it.
I might have been
okay.
Jerry. We're looking for him, but let's keep his money right now. If Jerry ain't coming in with no money, he's going to have to just, let's keep rolling. Punch who's on the line. Y'all come on in and give us this money, man. Don't be waiting until the show is over. Come on. Don't be like looking at the hope is over. Hope. Come on, stand up. Where's Georgia? I ain't hearing
That's
a
right.
peep out of Georgia. Florida is going buck wild. And McHale just came into Augusta the street. Look like McHale is looking like he's going to annex Georgia. He said he's going to take Georgia and Florida off of here. He said he's the baddest man in the Southeast.
That's right.
And y'all got to rise up, Georgia, and say something about that.
Come on,
where
Georgia.
Where is Hasheem Nzinga? Where is his squad? Where is Georgia at? Where is Nutty at? Y'all better get some pennies. You better get some food stamps or something up in here. Akbar. Get the Mid-Atlantic. Akbar. Don't sit back there listening and smiling while you're eating. You get that money, Akbar.
Okay. That's right.
I know what you're doing right now. You're sitting there smiling and enjoying the show. Get on that phone, Akbar, in the Mid-Atlantic region and make some calls and let's get that money. Help us to Africa. This is great, man. And if all y'all learn this tactic, the Black Nationalist Movement will not be broke.
That's
and the
right.
only thing we have to do is make good on the investment. If
Jeez.
We make good, if we make good on the investment, the people will always want to give to us.
Sure.
And me and Minister Sean and the leadership, we're going to make sure we make good on this investment.
Oh, yes,
all
sir.
All right, come on. We got some callers in queue. Y'all come on in queue and give us some money.
Eric Cole, 215-982, 215-982. You're on live. This is Revolutionary Roots 2013. What is your pledge? How can you help us? Black Power, you're on live. Go right ahead.
Black Power, Black Family, Black Power Chairman, National Spokesperson. We here, and we going strong to South Africa. I'm with you. I'm Brother Haru Kahuti from Philadelphia. And on behalf of the Philadelphia chapter, I think if my calculation is right, that I'm going to give $55 on behalf of the Philadelphia chapter, the New Black Panther Party. Because we do need to continue to keep the struggle alive, man. We got to bring, it's always been the dream, right, to give them $25 to get the hell out of South, 24 hours, like Dr. Khalid said, to get the hell out of South Africa. And if
That's
you
right.
don't get out of South Africa, kill them all, goddammit, kill them all. You know, so we got a mission, man. We got to organize. We got to strategize. We mobilize. We pulling the hell out. We on the way. You know, it's all about what's for the best interest of black people. We do it when we here. We feeding and clothing our people here. We giving them the political education, our black consciousness as we're here, right, as best we can. And we're going to continue to do it. And we're going to not only do it here, we're going abroad. You know, Africa for Africa. Black power.
Black
brother,
power.
Brother
black
Heru black and the Philadelphia chapter have pledged $55. And if my calculations are correct, that takes us to $1,300.
Black power.
Go ahead.
$1,300 from the Philadelphia chapter going into the national war chest that the national assistant will be working to diligently collect these pledges.
That's
collect
right.
these bad boys and reel them right on in. We will come
That's
back
right.
for our next. Yeah, we'll reel them right on in before our next telethon, which will probably be Friday or Monday or both. Probably just going to do both. We can roll and reel. I might just do both because we can roll like this. We can be up to 10,000 by Monday.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then we can pay these bills, make sure everything is safe and secure, and everything is the way we want it to go. And so this is good, man. The people back us, but I want to say that I believe that we've given them enough to back. And
yes,
we, over the course of 20 years, have been on many dangerous missions, many frontline missions. And we have waken up, inspired many, and we have irritated this devil a lot, and we have taken on a lot of controversial causes. We fought for that black woman
right.
that them white boys down there at Duke, that they jumped on that sister and did that sister wrong. And even though they let them go, we know the facts behind the case and the fix that was behind the case. But we the one that shut the doors of Duke University and had devils running and hiding everywhere.
That's right.
There's a New Black Panther Party that went on the ground in rebellious or so-called riots in Cincinnati and other cities throughout the hills of North America. It is a New Black Panther Party that keeps spreading all over America since Jasper, Texas, in 1998. We have continued to maintain strong moves all throughout this nation. It is us on the back of the police departments many times throughout the hills of America. It is us. Suited and booted that is providing an atmosphere and environment for self-defense throughout the hills of America. Security, black consciousness. Black consciousness and black nationalism lives to a great degree because of the New Black Panther Party, and we're just getting started.
That's
and
right.
And we're really just getting started. but we have had many missions around the planet and around this globe. Do you remember down here in Jamestown, Virginia, surrounded by all them beasts and pigs as we took buses in to disrupt the 500-year anniversary of Columbus down in Jamestown? Have you forgotten? It is the new Black Panther Party, even, that has provided voter security and security at your local polling stations. Have you forgotten?
Right.
It's your friendly new Black Panther Party that gives you a radical line. It is the new Black Panther Party that keeps that teaching going, given by Master Farah Muhammad, that the white man is the devil.
That's right.
Now, let's come on and raise some money. $1,300. Come on.
All right. We got still got the Supreme Captain in queue and got some
Supreme
money in
Captain,
queue.
He comes out of queue. He cannot give money. He has to help raise money. Get off of the phone and call the Southern Region right
That's
away
right.
and gather you some pledges and some pledges. Now, if you're doing that, then we'll let you back in. You have
That's
to
right.
gather
That's
some pledges, but they will not be in lieu of you going. If you anything you pledge may help you go. But you at 6'6", 250 pounds, we will not be missing out. Just like
That's
Giroux,
right.
he's big, tall also. He's down there 6'5" or something like that. I need love all the brothers, whatever you are, but it's not bad to have some big defensive linemen.
That's right.
We need some big defensive linemen rolling
That's
over
right.
here so nobody will even think about messing with us.
Straight up.
So come on, Hakeem. Get that money, man. Otherwise, we ain't going to say otherwise. We know you're going to do it. Y'all call on in this queue. Text us at 502-299-8530. Call in at 646-478-4447. Y'all come on in and talk to us. Talk black to us and help us raise this money. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Send out Texas right now. I'm going to wake up some of the other Panthers and get them going right now.
Are they hiding out from us right now?
Press that number one, brothers and sisters. It's in the queue, 646-478-4447. Press one because we're coming down to the closing stretch. And
y'all come on and give that money. Give them 10s, 20s, 50s. Pledge that little bit of money.
That's right.
We're talking about all these people talking about Khalid Muhammad. We love
really?
Him honoring and talking about Khalid Muhammad. But we are Khalid Muhammad.
Teach.
We're the living embodiment of his work and his spirit
That's
and
right.
his mission.
That's
mm?
Right.
And his spirit rests, remains, and abides first and foremost in us.
That's right.
So if you love Khalid Muhammad, come on this phone line. If you love the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, we his students too. You come on this phone line and help us.
That's right. That's
get
right.
to Africa like he went to Africa. If
That's
you
right.
love Marcus Mosiah Garvey, if you love Garvey, we're Garvey's students. We're carrying out Garvey's mission. We're
That's
moving
right.
in by God's grace on Garvey's legacy of uniting our brothers and sisters across the continent. Chapters of the Panther Party springing up in Kenya. They want the new Black Panther Party aligned with the TAC, but they want the
That's
Panther
right.
Party in South Africa too. They want the Panther
Jeez.
Party. We're already in Zimbabwe, and they want more of us in Zimbabwe. They want
That's
us
right.
in Tanzania. They want us in Angola. They want us in Gabon. They want us in the Central African Republic. They want us in the Congo. They want us in Cameroon. They want us in Nigeria. They want us in Niger. They want us in Mali. They want us in Kenya. They want us in Somalia. They want us in Eritrea. They want us in Ethiopia. They want us in Senegal. Come on, black man and black woman. When you hear a mission like this, you should be rising and you should be trying to go. You should be breaking out in a sweat thinking about how you can go. And if you can't
right.
go, you should break out thinking about how you can support it.
Right.
Come on.
That's
Write
right.
your book.
That's right.
Write your name in the book of life. Write your name in a book here that is giving life to the dead, man. All right, we got any callers in queue? Come on, y'all. Don't burn out on me now. Get on up. Come on, Panther. Come on, Black Nation. Shake the grave clothes. Shake the grave mentality. Shake the dead mentality. I'm going to stay right on it. Stay right on getting this money so we can go on this mission. We had 1,300?
Yes, sir.
We got to do better than that. Somebody out there is coming with a $500. Somebody's coming with $600. Somebody's coming with $400. Somebody's going to come on and help build this war chest so we can get this money.
Yes, sir. I'm sending out texts right now.
In queue? Y'all come on and call on in this queue. Anyway, let me go back into it. Well, no, I ain't go back into nothing right now. I'm going to stay right here.
Yes,
y'all
sir.
Hit that one and that queue button and pledge that money. Y'all stop hiding.
That's
okay,
right.
Well, I'm gonna give out a few announcements then. Y'all, come on. If you want to make some money, if you say, I don't have any money, but I got drive, determination, and skill and will, and I want to make some money, 404-424-3560. 404-424-3560. Text that number and meet us at the Buckhead Marriott at about 5 p.m. tomorrow night at the Buckhead Marriott in Georgia, in Buckhead. And we're going to talk some mathematics and some numbers and some finance tomorrow night. But right now, tonight, y'all come on in this queue and help us get to $1,500. I really don't even want to say $1,500. I want to close out the night with $2,000.
Sir.
I need to get over Deli on the line. He didn't pledge $3,000, but I can't find him. I got to go over his house. What I need y'all brothers and sisters to do, based on this fundraiser, if you're in this organization, I need y'all to go out and raise some donations quick, fast, in a hurry, and come back and pledge them on Monday. We want you to go out on maneuvers, go get the buckets, go right in the business district of the black community and collect donations from the people that are exploiting us. Are you with me?
Yes, sir. We're here.
Go out there right now. These are your orders. If you can't carry out these orders, you shouldn't be in this organization. If you can't carry out these orders, this is a rite of passage. You can't be in here. And what you got to do, if you're in a chapter, some of y'all have done great tonight. Others should be embarrassed. If you're a whole city, say you represent this and you ain't pledging nothing, you got to get out here and get them buckets. And go out here to your local exploiter, right on your corner, your local exploiter at that supermarket, at that carryout, at that corner, at that gas station, and you got to collect these taxes. You got to collect them donations and go and get that money. And I expect y'all to come back here Monday night from New York and be pledging $500. And the state of New Jersey to come back and collect that money and be, so we can collect $500. Y'all got to stop being scared and weak to get that and go out there with the right spirit and attitude and get the money. If you can get it for us, maybe you get it for yourself.
That's right.
We got flyers posted on our websites. We got flyers and information posted on our websites. Flyers and information everywhere and coming out on our website so you can know what to do. But we need y'all to raise some money and come back on the air. I'll be in Chicago on February the 22nd. Sean will give out the address. Next Friday,
sure.
February 22nd, I will be in Chicago for a special address at a town hall meeting. And that town hall meeting is called Message and Advice to the President of the United States of America.
That's right.
Friday, February 22nd, a town hall meeting that I will keynote and I will share with activists from Chicago and Dr. Wesley Muhammad from the Nation of Islam, as we will be going over black people's condition in housing, black people's condition in education, jobs, gentrification, violence, police brutality, and foreign affairs. And we will be going over this in detail at my keynote town hall meeting called Message and Advice to the President of the United States of America. We're going to have this webcast right. We're going to have the black press out right in Chicago, a few days after a visit by President Obama, and it will be Message and Advice to the President of the United States. And I guarantee for those on the line who are Obama supporters, I guarantee you it will be open, fair, and balanced.
That's right.
Sure enough, will be principled as we rally the people and get them to speak out and take a stand to try to help Mr. Obama to understand the suffering in the black community and what he should be doing or could be doing to address it. And maybe some will tell us what he is doing. Maybe we're missing the boat. Maybe our eyes are closed. Either way, we have to have these forums. And we have to talk about foreign policy to see if we can help him to turn this foreign policy around. Maybe he's got confused and he thinks that flying drones is helping the situation. Maybe he's got confused and thinking that putting all these troops in Africa will help. Maybe I'm naive and maybe he got confused. Either way, we're going to have this meet and get this message out big time. It relates to the condition of the black man and woman in Chicago, but also the black man and woman in every city and county in North America. As we talk about the condition of our people and organizing, because ultimately, whether the president does anything or not, we must organize, identify our issues and organize. And these buck dancing, boot licking, shuffling Uncle Tom gatekeepers that are out here keeping the truth hidden so that they can get some money, we're going to have to move them right on out the way so that the unbridled voice of the masses. You saw it in Django, house slave and the field slave. It's a house slave. Uncle L. Jackson played him perfectly. Yes, boss. He was a barking dog for the white man. And we got some barking dogs for the system today. But the good news is that we are on the move and organizing. Chicago, February 22nd, 6 to 10 p.m., Message and Advice to the President of the United States, hosted by the Chicago chapter. What's the address, brother?
11006 South Michigan Avenue, 11006 South Michigan Avenue at the Marcus Garvey Cultural Institute. And now we got two more pledges that came in, too, by the way.
Two more pledges right now.
We want to give a thanks to the Augusta Chapter, New Black Panther Party, in specific, our sister D. Brown, who pledges right now $100. $100 from Sister D. Brown from Augusta, Georgia. We want to thank you so much, my sister. We want to thank Brother Mikhail, formerly Brother Mike, Los Angeles representative, and our National Minister of Economics. We want to thank him for a pledge on their behalf of $100. From
give
LA
him a strong black hand. Strong black hand.
Black power.
That's mighty, mighty Los Angeles under the leadership of our young chairman there and our National Minister of Economics. Brother Mikhail, we know him as Brother Mike also, $100, and Augusta,
D. Brown.
D. Brown, Sister D. Brown, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Another $100, and that brings us to $1,500 on the night, $100 from Los Angeles, $100 from Augusta. D. Brown and Mikhail, give them a strong black hand again.
Black power, Chicago chapter, the new Black Panther Party came in, as he was talking, $100.
$1,500 we have raised on this radio tonight. We're rocking. It's just a sign, boy. I'm going to get Dr. Leonard Jeffries and bring him back on here next week. I'm going to get some brothers and sisters from South Africa, and we got to go get Mukasa Ricks to come fired up for next week and get some music going on this bad boy. Get the organ out. Get some singing going up in here.
That's right.
I'm saying, to get the music. We're going to get some music, some African drums, get the organ, and get some singing, and get the Holy Ghost, and get this money. They're getting the money in the neighborhood telling fairy tales at my local spiritual center. Damn, they're telling fairy tales out here. And here we are on one of the most important missions known to man and mankind. We are thanking everybody. We're going to read the list off tonight and thank everybody before the clock run out. But come on, caller and Q, give us some more money. Let's rise this total as we close on out in the next 10 minutes. Come on.
One more pledge came in from the U.K. This Minister Huey Rose, $100 from the U.K. United Kingdom, $100.
$100 from our international ambassador, Brother Huey Rose, rising from the grave. Give it to him. Give him a strong black hand of $100.
Black power, here we roll.
$100. We're going to collect this money by check or collected by Western Union today or collected by wire or collected by credit card or some by any means, green dot, by any means now.
Yes, sir.
Hold tight on them pledges because we got to rein them in right away. We ain't talking about next week, right away. Brother Huey Rose, who should be and I believe is in this delegation, the most important international delegation to date. $1,600. Brother Huey will be on Monday. He will be on next Monday as one of our guests. And one of our guests explaining why he's going. Strong black hand again for Brother Huey.
One more out of Chicago. Brother Saint Shakur. Brother Saint Shakur pledges $20 to add to the total. $20 again out of Chicago.
$20 for Brother Saint Shakur out of Chicago. $20. Bringing our total to 1,620. Give him a strong black hand.
Let me get that fact for you so I can get you, it's your props. There you go, black man. Black Power Chicago. Black Power Huey Rose. Black Power D. Brown. Black Power Mikhail. Black Power.
1,620. Any more callers in here? Y'all come on in. Take us up to 1,800 in the next 8 minutes. I know y'all got it. Just take a couple of hundreds to take us up to 1,800. Come on, take a call in queue. Come on, man.
Call in queue with area code 310-507, 310-507. You're on live, Revolutionary Roots 2013. We're driving, we're raising. What is your pledge, Black Power? 310-507, your mic's open. What do you pledge for Revolutionary Roots 2013? All right, caller, last chance. Caller dropped off. We'll call back. And let's go to another caller, area code 904-705. 904-705, you have another pledge, Black Power. 904-705, your mic is open. Do you have a pledge? All right, they may just be listening.
All right. Well, brother, dear sisters and brothers, for those that want to make a pledge in this final few moments, it's 646-478-4447. Text 502-299-8530. 502-299-8530. All right. What we're talking about is the Revolutionary Roots Tour from the New Black Panther Party. Returning home to our motherland, returning home, and we'll be over there 6 or 7 days, and we're speaking and organizing all every day and seeing some sites, too, and seeing some historical grounds as well. Yeah, we got to see some lions and some tigers and some rhinoceros and all of that. But the Panther is going to see the masses of black people who want to see us. They want to hear us. And they want liberation and they want revolution. And we got to be well prepared. It's a serious mission at a serious time over there. On another level, things are precarious over there. They're precarious. The masses are bubbling. And the masses are realizing that the independence is not what they thought it was. And that they haven't gotten their fair share. And they're mad at the white man. And they're mad at Negroes that's protecting the white man. And so it's a real live mission where we can do some benefit from and do some real fact-finding from. And it's a heck of a mission. We'll be webcasting from over there, Facebook and Twittering and gathering all kind of information, trying to get the journalist, Gashon Farad, to travel with us to get all the right kind of footage. It's a hell of a mission we are, sisters and brothers. It's a hell of an awesome mission. I'm inspired to go, and I'm inspired that you all are helping us to go. We had $1,620. Do we have any more?
No, sir, not yet.
All right. Well, we're going to close it out till next Monday. On next Monday, 1 week from today, we want everyone back, all the chapters and others, to go out and could gather their money and then collect it and donate it on the air and get it to us. If you will do this, new black members of the New Black Panther Party, if you will engage in this exercise of unity to help your organization, then you will gain valuable training that will keep your chapters alive and flourishing. So for all of you that are in the organization, put down your beefs, put down your skirmishes, put down your rivalries, and let's rally around a common cause and common goal for our leadership. Let's band together and in the spirit of love and brotherhood send our leadership off in the right way. For others in the black nation who are listening and you want to know whether or not we're serious, I think you can know that we're serious. We're well-spoken. We can represent our people well. We won't embarrass you when we go abroad. We won't be anything other than right and exact and representing our people and our cause for black people in America in the best of manner. We believe us. You can trust us. And so we want y'all to continue to think about helping us and come back on the telethon on Monday and help us raise this money. We had $1,620. Minister Sean is going to give the final report and read off the name of those who have donated tonight and have made these rolls tonight, and then we're going to follow up and quickly collect that and move to the next level as we move to the next level of the New Black Panther Party, move to this next level of black nationalism, move to this next level of struggle here in the hills of America. I turn you over for final announcements and for the roll call of those who have made this telethon a success tonight. Congratulations, you have been successful tonight. And we'll be more successful in the future. Black Power, man, I'm really proud of everybody. I turn it over to Minister Sean Kwali. I love you and honor you and will not let you down and will serve you as long as I have life in the breath of my body. Salaam alaikum and Black Power.
Wa alaikum salam, Black Power. Hotep to our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is laboring hard to make sure that we are successful in this hour and that the black nation is successful in this hour. And with this final minute I have, I want to give a thanks to Brother Howard. I want to give a thanks to Brother Obalewa and, of course, Sister Yah. I want to give a thanks to Brother Vernon X from the West Coast, Los Angeles. I want to give a mighty shout-out to the Jacksonville chapter headed there by Brother Mikhail Muhammad. I want to give a thanks to Sister Mo Sekumran Little Rock. I want to give a thanks out of Texas to Brother Yashua. Definitely want to give a thanks to Brother Carthage in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Sister Lynn Blackman, pardon that slip, Lynn Blackman there in Jacksonville. I want to give a thanks to Sister Mahogany X and the Black Rider Liberation Party. I want to give a thanks to my brother Haru from the Philadelphia chapter, Sister Camilla, Nation of Islam. I want to give a thanks thanks to you. Sister Marsha, want to give a thanks to you. Want to give a thanks to Huey Rose. Want to give a thanks to Brother Mikael and Sister D. Brown. Want to give a thanks to Brother Saint Shakur. Want to give a thanks to Sister Nahiba and the Chicago chapter, New Black Panther Party. Want to give a thanks to everybody. If I missed anybody, I try to get everybody. But I want to give a thanks to everybody who has come on the line and labored with us tonight to help to raise this total and make this mission a success. And we're up over the mark. The national chairman said he wanted 1,000 by 9:15. We're up over the mark. We're pushing forward towards the goal of that $10,000. And I want to remind us that the national chairman said he'll be in Chicago. He'll be in Chicago February the 22nd. February the 22nd. At 110-06 South Michigan Avenue at the Cultural Center, the Marcus Messiah Garvey Institute. That'll be at 6 o'clock Central Time. 6 o'clock Central Time. It will be webcast as he gives the keynote address and he gives that lovely, beautiful message and advice. That message and advice to President Barack Obama, Black Agenda 2013, one not to miss. And so, brothers and sisters, support this movement, support the New Black Panther Party. You know there's no organization, no political organization, no revolutionary organization moving like we're moving with straight black nationalism, revolutionary Pan-Africanism, no cut, no mix, unflinching, unrelenting with our enemies and love for our people. If you have questions or concerns, you can email us at nbppphq@yahoo.com. Our website is newblackpanther.com. Again, it's newblackpanther.com. And to join this movement, go on to the website or email us again at nbppphq@yahoo.com, and we'll send you an application. Get your field out and sign you up to be a bold, beautiful warrior and vanguard servant of your people. I am your host and your servant and your brother. This is Minister Sean Saddam Kweli saying thank you. It's black power to black people. It's all power to the people. And remember, I told you here first that if black people are not free, there is nobody that's free. Join us again this Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern for another power-packed presentation of Black Power Radio as we push forward to Revolutionary Roots 2013. The New Black Panther Party makes its way to South Africa and honors the battles of Soweto and Zimbabwe and links up with our comrades, the Pan-African Congress, and we build this panther and the legacy of the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad and all of our greats all around the world. It's Black Power.
I would like to make a few comments concerning the difference between the Black Revolution and the Negro Revolution.